You're with News Radio 840 WHAS. Steve Romines is the attorney for Kenneth Walker, the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, who was obviously involved in the shooting that night with the police. Steve, welcome back to the show. I just want to get your takeaway, first off, from what the grand jury decided.
The grand jury will do whatever prosecutor wants them to do, and that's what they wanted them to do. I knew all along that if they wanted to indict him, they would. There's plenty of evidence to do so. And if they didn't want to indict him, they wouldn't. And you can cherry pick, because you cannot present to a grand jury the entire case. All right? You only present to them what you want them to hear, because they're not an investigative body. They're just a charging body. And so if you go through and cherry pick what you want to present to them, they're going to return the result that you're steering them towards, and that's what happened.
So do you think that Daniel Cameron is guilty of dereliction of duty by not presenting more? You say there's enough evidence there.
I know there's enough, Terry. There's enough evidence to indict you for it. You can indict anybody for anything. Okay. He has the choice to make if he doesn't want to indict him. Okay. That is, absolutely his decision. He can say they were acting in self-defense and I don't want to indict them. But don't lay it on the grand jury and say that was the decision they made. Because if you want to have them charged, you can. And the other thing about it, he says they were justified in shooting. Terry, I've defended I don't know how many murder cases with self-defense as at issue. The prosecutor don't summarily say, oh, he was acting in self-defense and just not charge my guys. If we've got a defense, we present it at trial and let a jury decide. And let's be clear. There's no question if they had been charged, they've got defenses. That they had a warrant, that's a valid defense. That, Kenny fired a shot, that's a valid defense. But to just summarily say by prosecutorial fiat, oh, you don't have to worry about it, I'm going to go ahead and exonerate you, that's not how it works for every other ordinary citizen.
What did you make of the question that was posed to Daniel Cameron that he refused to answer about the positioning of Kenneth Walker's body versus Breonna Taylor? The question was, why did she take all the bullets if Kenneth Walker shot a gun and was there in the hallway as well?
Well, it's based on the crime scene photos, it's very easy to determine. They both walked out of the bedroom, and Breonna was closer to the wall, and Kenny was closer to the door, to the bedroom. And so when all the shots are fired and they both down, he's getting protection from the doorway and inside that bedroom. And all the ridiculous stuff about, and the part of the reason he did that is to try to fuel the rumors of human shield and all that stuff. There's through and through shots through Breonna Taylor that if this whole ridiculous rumor that they want to spread about Kenny using her as a human shield was true, he would have been shot. There's no truth to that. He could have answered that question, but he didn't want to.
But he said that would taint the prosecutorial process of former Officer Hankison.
Yeah, well, he spoke for 45 minutes trying to taint the prosecution of Officer Hankison, actually. Everything he said was exculpatory. He says it was inconclusive as to whether or not Hankison's bullets hit Breonna Taylor. That's the exact same result of the bullet, Kenny Walker's bullet with Detective Mattingly. It was inconclusive. Ballistics did not determine that he fired the shot that hit Mattingly.
And how can
he wants to make that determination that it's inculpatory for Kenny, but it's exculpatory for Hankison. And you can steer it any way you want to. And that's what lawyers do. You take the facts, you marshal them for your case, and you try to convince someone to do it. But don't stand up and say we presented them all the facts when you only presented them the stuff to get them to go the direction you want. The knock and announce, we know for a fact there were a dozen witnesses who said they did not announce. We also know for a fact that the single witness that he relied on in his initial interview with TIU said immediately they did not announce. Okay? Now, TIU subsequently interviewed him about three more times, and they eventually got him to say, yeah, you know, maybe they did announce. Now, he's got a language barrier also, which complicates the whole thing. But, you know, if they wanted him to know that they didn't announce, they'd play the 12 witness statements that said they didn't announce. And they'd play that person's first statement, which says they didn't announce. Yet they chose to ignore all of that and only rely on the third statement he gave in which he says they didn't announce. And another thing, Terry, this is the most important fact about that. There were two people, two neighbors, that night who called 911 and said, they're shooting like crazy, get the police here. Do you think if they announce that they're police, the neighbors are going to call 911 and say, send the police? And that is instantaneous. That is happening at that moment. That is all the evidence you really need to know to determine they didn't announce.
Steve, last thing, the ballistics reports. Do you, as Kenneth Walker's attorney, do you get to see those, or is that all secretive and you're not allowed to see because of the question of whether your client actually shot Officer Mattingly, as was claimed today by Daniel Cameron?
I have seen the KSP ballistics report that indicated that it could not determine that Kenny shot fired Officer Mattingly. And again, there are pathologists that are indicating that there appears to be powder burns on his wound, which would have to occur from within 3 to 5 feet. So, but we know that no gunshot, based on the LMPD's investigation, they didn't do any gunshot residue test on Mattingly's injuries or his pants. So we would know that, but no shots, none of that testing was done.
Really appreciate the insights on this, and I hope to talk to you again further down the road. Thanks so much, Steve. There you go. Defense attorney Steve Romine's working on behalf of Kenneth Walker. He refers to as Kenny. That is the boyfriend of the late Breonna Taylor.